From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. Once again, it is a joy to be with you in your home to explain some of the global headlines from around the world in the light of the Bible. And no better person to ask than Jack Van Impe. This is an interesting article. Is Jerusalem a ticking time bomb? Also, Russia and China preparing for World War III. I never thought I'd see that in my lifetime. All right, now let's just focus on another global headline here. You know, let me just say that the United States was the first one to recognize Israel as a nation. Did you know that? And they've always counted on us to be their friend. But what now? From the Jerusalem Report, Obama and Israel. Now this is the first year. Doesn't look too happy there, does he? Oh my, and here you see quite a statement Obama sharpens. There you see Prime Minister Netanyahu and our president. Now, the Prime Minister could find himself under a lot of pressure as our president pressures him. Here we go. U.S. seeks a new path to peace in the Middle East. Now, why the U.S.? I'm going to ask Jack that in just a moment. Mitchell, now that is the Mideast envoy, of course, from the United States to Abbas. No more excuses. Renew Mideast talks. And the Palestinians give in to U.S. pressure for indirect Mideast talks. Indirect Mideast
all
talks.
All the U.S. behind this.
Absolutely. Now, Jack has an intelligence briefing that we send out to those who ask for it from our headquarters. They are our partners. And this is very interesting. Jerusalem shall be a cup of trembling. There are three major things that he's addressed here. EU stance on Jerusalem harms peace talks. Don't call Jerusalem Palestinian capital. That's another one. And from Jordan, Jerusalem is a ticking time bomb. Well, back up here, and I'm going to ask Jack that question. Why? Why are they looking to Obama and to the United States so much for peace in the Middle East? Why is that, Jack?
He comes to power by making a contract in the Middle East, and all these headlines have to do with America. Even Syria and Egypt all ask Obama to come and make the peace in the near future. That's how he comes to power, yes. He comes in peaceably, Daniel 11:20, when he enters in peaceably, Daniel 11:24, and makes a 7-year contract with Israel and the nations, and that's Daniel 9:27. And oh, I'll tell you, everyone is happy. They're saying, peace, peace, isn't it something? But there'll be no peace, Jeremiah 6:14 and Jeremiah 8:11. Why? Because this peace contract was made and it will destroy many because they have their hopes in something that's not going to last.
Jack, that takes me back to his intelligence briefing, the paper that we referred to a moment ago. Jerusalem is a ticking time bomb. That's pretty inflammatory there, Jack. A ticking time bomb?
Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2 calls Jerusalem a cup of trembling and verse 3, a burdensome stone. And you're seeing that right now. The Palestinians say, we want Jerusalem as the Palestinian state's capital. And Netanyahu says, we'll give up many things, but we will not give up Jerusalem because that is the land that God has given to us, the people of Israel. And that's true. 930 times this book says that Jerusalem belongs to the Jew. And when you study the Quran, there's not one sentence, not one word, even about Jerusalem, concerning the Muslims having it, and especially the Palestinians. You see, when Jesus comes back, he sits on David's throne in Jerusalem because he is going to be ruling over his people of Israel from Jerusalem. And that's why Isaiah 2:3 says that the word of the Lord shall go forth from Jerusalem because Christ is there, reigning for 1,000 years. And the Redeemer shall come to Jerusalem, Isaiah 59, verse 20. And when the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary in Luke 1:32 and said, "Your son shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and he shall sit upon the throne of his father David in Jerusalem, and he shall reign over the house of Israel forever and forever, and of his kingdom there'll be no end, for after the 1,000 years ends, he's recommissioned, and his kingdom goes on forever and forever on earth." And that again is Revelation 11, verse 15. But there's going to be trouble because somehow in that peace contract, they're going to divide Jerusalem, and that's what causes World War III, Joel 3, verse 2.
Oh, that is powerful, Jack. I'm sure you'll agree with that. Now, the United States and Russia had disarmament talks because the treaty which led to deep cuts already in nuclear arsenals on both sides expired December 5th, 2009. It has expired. So what is Russia doing now? U.S. Russian negotiators near new nuclear treaty. And Russia simulates nuclear attack on Poland. Now, you know, we promised to protect those people. Here we go. Romania to host U.S. missile shield. Iran to unveil new missiles in February. And major world powers dislike nuclear response from Iran, and U.S. to focus missile defense drill on Iran attack scenario. The foreign minister from Israel to Berlusconi pressure Russia against Iran. And Obama told China, "I can't stop Israel's strike on Iran indefinitely." Okay, President, he told China, "I can't stop Israel's strike on Iran indefinitely." Oh, friends, there's so much there in those last few headlines. Jack, could you please tie them all together for us?
Folks, I've told you this before, and it's shocking. Our president went to Russia and met with Putin and Medvedev and said, "If you will help me control Iran's nuclear facilities so they don't develop the bomb, I will not set up missile bases in Poland or in the Czech Republic. We are going to set them up to protect the European Union. I won't do it if you help me." Well, there was an agreement secretly made, but Russia isn't doing it. They even had this fake bombing in the area of Poland recently to say, "Be careful if you even have another thought about doing it." And in the meantime, Russia is setting up a base in Kaliningrad, and they have gone to Chavez of Venezuela asking for permission to even set up a base there. And our senators and congressmen are alarmed because that's in our backyard. And this guy, Chavez, would be glad to do it because he hates America so much. So what's going to happen? The Battle of Armageddon, Revelation 16, 16, as a 3.5-year campaign, begins when Russia makes the move against Israel. It's mentioned 18 times in Ezekiel 38 and 39, and it's Gog, Magog, Meshech, Tubal, and Rosh, cities in Russia who fight the war of the latter years and latter days, accompanied by an Arab group of nations who also hate Israel and will move with Russia. They'll be pushed back to Siberia, Joel 2:20. 5/6 of their armies will have fallen, and then China makes the second move. The kings of the east, the sun rising, Revelation 16, 12. It's the greatest battle in history as a third part of mankind is slain in Revelation 9, verse 15. And a third part of the earth is devoured and wiped out through fiery atom bombs. Yes, there's going to be an atom war. And that's Psalm 97:3, Isaiah 66:15, Ezekiel 20:47, Joel chapter 2, verses 3 and 30. And then, of course, Zephaniah 1:18, Malachi 4:1, Revelation 8:7, and Revelation 9:18. By these three was the third part of men killed by the fire, smoke, and brimstone. Why? Because the peace is going to be broken. It's not going to work, Obama, and all your trust in Russia will be in vain.
My, oh my, the world is changing. The world is really changing, isn't it? But you know, we have an unchanging God. The Lord has a plan, and he's coming very, very soon. Don't be afraid. Let the words of Jesus penetrate your heart. Let not your heart be troubled, but trust in me, and you'll be ready for the coming of the Lord if you do. Jack, show us how we can trust in the Lord.
Oh, I'll tell you, a message like that should disturb you, but that's what's coming. But Christ made peace through the blood of His cross. Colossians 1:20. So get that peace now. Lord Jesus, Savior of the world, the only Savior, the Prince of Peace. And Lord, I need peace in my heart in this troubled hour. Jesus, You died to give me that peace. You died to save me, to cleanse me, and to give me eternal life. Lord Jesus, I trust in what You did as You shed Your blood for me. Now, come into my heart this day. Save me. I pray this in Your holy name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I trust that you pray that prayer. If you did, will you write me? There's my address. And I trust that you will say, yes, Rick Saul, I open my heart to the Lord. He's my Savior. I've been forgiven. I'm ready for a new walk with Him. First steps in a new direction, I'll send it to you absolutely free if you just let me know that you opened your heart and prayed that prayer with Jack. How good to walk in a new direction with the Lord. It's wonderful to have His peace. And I trust that you'll write to me right away. I'll get it in the mail as soon as I hear from you. And now, our offer of the week. And I'll tell you, it's so important that you have it. Here's our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Chuck?
Thank you, Rexella. Oh, my friend, to order, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JBI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, NINA6Y1. Now, once again, here's Rexella.
All right, friends. We've talked about so many, many things today, and maybe your hearts are a little burdened. But prayer is the place where burdens change shoulders. Look forward to being your home again next week. Until then, remember, God cares for you, so do we so very much. Bye-bye.